I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Northern Haiti is in trouble. First, it was drought. Now, a week's worth of torrential rain flooded roughly 6,000 homes. For Haiti with Love's Eva DeHart says their headquarters sits on a mountain. The ministry's clinic is still operating, and the container of Christmas clothes and shoes is available. There's food, but
they cook on charcoal, so they can't cook right now until they find some dry land and some dry charcoal.
DeHart says they're too small all by themselves. She's asking for your help because this is a gospel opportunity.
Anytime that they're coming to For Haiti with Love's Gate, they're coming for God's help.
Meanwhile, committing to something for better or worse is a big deal. Would you walk away if the worst is a super typhoon? Not AMG International. It's been about a year since Typhoon Haiyan struck the Philippines. Bill Passons of AMG says it's the people they work with that keep them there.
When the news cameras kind of shy away and pander the next thing, this is still their home, this is still their backyard, and these are still the people that they love. And so likewise, because of our interaction with them, we have that same feeling.
AMG is using existing relationships to minister to the victims' needs with a focus on Jesus. And imagine treating a mother of five with breast cancer who's carried in on a blanket. For Daniel Goshorn, a 20-year-old missionary, this is exactly what happened when traveling to the Peruvian jungle. Goshorn says he knew the trip would be tough, but after meeting patients, he didn't realize how unprepared he was for it. Find out how he learned to care for others from his experience on our website. Pray Patients in Peru will learn how to have a relationship with God. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. This month, Mission Network News is offering the book Finishing the Task by Christian Aid Mission. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.